Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chattin', your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a Moscow Mule.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys. How we doing?
Evening, Mark.
You all right?
I'm all right. You?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. I've got a strange fact for you that I found out this week.
Oh.
Right, believe it or not, right, all crisps go out of date on a Saturday.
What?
Honestly, seriously.
On the same Saturday.
Yeah. Go get some crisps.
Sally, get some of them crisps here.
Honestly, seriously.
Hold on a minute. So you mean on a Saturday or as of next Saturday, we can never have crisps again?
Yeah, I don't mean they all go out on a day on like just one single Saturday a year. No, the date on crisps, so let's say, I don't know, 12th of May or whatever, that'll be a Saturday.
Right. He's got some crisps.
30th of March, 24.
Yeah, what date's that? Let's check.
Well, it's gone, but it were a Saturday.
It was a Saturday, yeah.
It was a
no
Saturday,
way.
Yeah.
Oh, they won't sleep. Yeah. Sally, they won't sleep.
I told you.
6th of April, 24th. They won't sling in the morning.
She needs to do some stock taking.
Are they selling dodgy crystals on this
one? Rotation's not very good in here, Sal.
Hold on, we're at 6th of April.
Is that...
What is it, Mark?
Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
18th of May.
Hang on. 18th of May. Where's May gone? That's a Saturday.
Oh my God.
I'm not making this up, by the way. I'm sure our listeners are checking this out.
You're like, what's his name? Greg off at telly in
Greg.
The factory.
Greg Wallace.
So, why does he eat Chris?
Probably. When is it Walker's factory?
So what is there a reason why?
They really go out of date. I don't know. I just found it out. I don't know why.
What? So you haven't even looked at why?
No.
Well, I need to know why.
Well, I'm going to find out why. This has blown my mind.
It blew my mind. That's why I had to share it with you guys.
I mean, is it just because they've just decided that when they make a date for when Chris goes out of date, it's always going to be a Saturday.
And is that the highlight of your week?
Well, you were... Hang on a minute. You were checking the Chris, I weren't.
Yeah, because he likes proving people wrong.
Is that really the best you've got for this week? I can't believe it. I mean...
I think that's quite good.
Well, I saw something the other day on social media, and I'm thinking, I'm getting really excited, because I know I keep talking about it, and I'm doing people's head in now, but I really think there's an Oasis reunion on the card.
It's not going to happen, I don't think.
Well, Noel Gallagher has helped design one of Man City's shirts for next year to tie in with the 30th anniversary of What's the Story? And why?
The story is they're not getting back together.
Well, you say that. Why is this Oasis? You know, and he said Oasis to Life. Why would they be? It's bubbling away.
Because he still earns him money.
Yeah, because he's running out of money.
Get on with it. I'm telling you, it's happening.
Well, listen, I hope it does for you, because I know you're a big Oasis fan, but I just can't see them back together.
I think I genuinely think that if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. I get what you're saying about the 30th anniversary or whatever, but I genuinely think that you're just stuck in the 90s.
I was just about to say, stuck in the 90s.
He's just trying to relive his 90s.
I love it. I wish I were stuck in 90s.
I mean, the 90s was an era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The best decade.
It was for us, for us, it was like our coming of age decade, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you were about 40.
Not mine.
Not yours.
80s weren't best for me. But listen, I'll go with 90s because I know you're 90s.
They revolutionised hip surgery.
And I'm still on waiting list.
But
90s are good.
It were. I mean, it's a bit scary about how long ago it was, though.
Not half. Well, 30 years, was that the, you know...
I'm going to say, only 10 years ago, weren't it?
Yeah. I know, when people turn around and say, like, 20 years ago, I instantly think to myself, 80s, you know, when people talk about... But when you think that 20 years ago was, 2004?
Yeah.
You know, which means that you are talking going back to nearly 30 years ago.
I think that's why it seems so nostalgic, the 90s, because I read, I'm saying this as I'm being all intellectual. I read it somewhere.
There's no danger there, Rob, don't worry.
I read it somewhere where it said that in periods of 30 years is where something goes from being nostalgic to interesting.
Right.
You know, like a period of time becomes not just, do you remember when? 30 years is that moment where everyone goes, oh, yeah, do you remember?
Yeah.
See, I can't see the noughties ever being interesting.
They seem a bit bland, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you think that, but I thought that about 90s when I were in the 90s.
Now what? Yeah.
But I did. I thought there's not much happening in...
What?
Well, there was, but when as your years go on...
Do you know there were a band called Oasis in 90s? Did you know that?
No.
Mark will tell you all about them.
Please don't. Oh,
they're getting back together, aren't they?
I'll give over. Don't start.
I'll start him off again.
What you were saying?
No, but you do. You think of that about. It's a bit like 20s or whatever. You think, well, what's happening? But you bet your bottom dollar in 40 years' time, me and Mark and whatever we'll be DJing 20s nights.
What he thought in 20?
40 years' time.
Well, I will be.
How do you turn this on? In 40 years' time, you think you're still going to be DJing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, why not?
Wow.
You ought to finish sorting your garage out in 40 years.
I've got a mortgage to pay, I'll still be DJing.
If you don't get on a treadmill, you won't be alive in 40 years.
I know when you speak to people of different generations, obviously they always think that their coming of age generation was the best decade and stuff like that. You know, but the 90s had so much, and so much changed throughout the 90s, do you not think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we didn't have internet, did we, in the 90s?
That's when the internet came about. Yeah. 6K modems.
Properly.
Dial-up tone, yeah. No, AOL.
Oh, God, yeah. You'd
go onto
phone.
AOL, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you used to have to unplug phone, wouldn't you? Nobody could ring you. Well, no, we didn't have mobiles.
I think if somebody picked the phone up while you're on internet, it cut your internet off.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Dial-up and...
Yeah.
Could you hear them through modem? I'm sure if someone picked a phone up and talked into the phone... You could hear it. You know the little speaker that was on the modem that made all the...
Really?
Yeah, I love 10 minutes in your head, Rob.
You could actually hear people talking.
Yeah, that would just people talking in your head, Rob.
But is that it sounds? Silly things like phone boxes. You know, putting money in phone boxes.
Yeah.
And even actually, if you remember, when phone boxes used to have, like, phone books in... Phone books
yeah, they
in
did.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did.
Phone books.
Yeah.
And used to use dial back. What were it called? Where you could ring someone and charge back
were
and get them to charge you.
Yeah.
But I remember, you know, obviously talking about phones and before mobile phones, I had a pager.
Yeah.
I didn't know you used to be a doctor.
Yeah, pager.
God help us.
I did. That was just Rachel, my mum. Just decided
that, all you use it for?
She needed to contact me, so she bought me a pager. And I carried the pager with me everywhere. And if it went off, I had to find a public phone box and phone it.
Yeah,
I used to remember we had pages in hotel, and obviously as a duty manager or whatever, you'd get paged for like if the pre-fire alarm were going off or if a customer needed to speak to you, and that was quite funny because we invented our own codes and stuff. So if I used to look at it and it were like, you know, 911 or something like that, all it meant was meet out back for a fag.
Yeah, really important stuff, yeah.
And you were probably 25. I was 12.
Yeah.
I had a pager at 12 so that they could keep track on me.
They used to have fax machines and stuff, didn't they?
Fax machines.
I mean, yeah. I used to work in an office and we used to have to like fax documents to solicitors. No email, none of that. Yeah. So I had to type on a typewriter and then fax it.
I'm saying it.
Bearing in mind, this is only 90s.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying it. Anybody listening will go, well, that's 60s, but no, 90s. Yeah. And we're using a typewriter, type it out and then fax. You know, and then when we had presentations in office, they used to, no projectors, we'd have a OHP.
OHP.
Now, do you know OHP? Overhead projector.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And
yeah,
used to like put laminate sheets on. They used to beam it up on the glass and on. I mean, what's all that about? That's only 90s.
Slide it paper, have a slide it next one on.
Yeah. And they used to cover things up because they didn't want you to see it. They used to have a piece of paper on it.
When you were at school and the teacher used to make you feel like you were a star pupil. You go and fetch, you're the TV monitor. You go off and you'd fetch this half a ton TV on a trolley. You're thinking that you're special, but it's not, it's slave labour. You're dragging this TV, hoping that it doesn't fall off this trolley and smash a great big hole in the floor.
All to watch Kez again.
20 minutes of Kez before break time.
Come on, Kez.
But, I mean, school, I mean, obviously, I've got kids at school age and stuff like that now, and I listen to them talk about school. And it's just so different. It is just so different. How they run the lessons or how they are in school. You know, the way that you couldn't pay me enough money to be a teacher.
I remember being at school and it was French and there were a kid in our class and he were quite boisterous. And I remember the French teacher throwing the blackboard rubber at him.
Was it Rob, by any chance?
Yeah. No, he threw it and it hit the wall behind him. Like, he literally just moved in time and it hit the wall. Could you imagine if he did that to a kid now?
Yeah.
Do you know what? He'd be all over BBC, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about youth clubs?
Oh, God.
Can you remember that smell of hot dogs and onions? Do you know what I mean? And you were like, oh, yeah, you were there with your dad's aftershave on and
your dad's aftershave. Did you
go to Old Ore one or did you go to one more local round here?
Well, one at local school or there were OAPO or there were old.
Or there were one that we'd run.
There were one that we run as we got a bit older.
Which everybody else were like enjoying themselves or whatever. And there's me and Mark carrying his speakers and stuff and DJ stuff in a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
With that later on, me and Lee Bamford used to DJ at Old Hall. We were up at Sports Hall.
Oh, in Sports Hall. Yeah. Yeah.
And there'd always be somebody outside on 2020.
Mad dog.
Is that the bus?
No. No, it was like what were it? Like a spirit liquor?
Vodka mix. MD 2020. Mad dog
2020.
Oh, MD,
And it was like paint stripper.
What were there?
Somebody
else.
What were the drinks?
There were white lightning cider.
I mean, I wouldn't know any of this. I didn't drink till I was 18.
Well, I remember drinks being, £3.40 in my 90s.
Yeah, for anyone that don't get that joke, listen to episode one. Yeah. but yeah, there were Pulse cider.
Pulse and cocktails.
White lightning was disgusting.
I mean, it was just dreadful, wasn't it?
It's not alcoholic, but that 90s was the year of Sunny D, weren't it? Do you remember when kids were drinking Sunny D and turning yellow?
Can you remember them? Can you remember Pop-Tarts?
You
bite into them and then your face would just dissolve.
Well, Pop-Tarts were an American thing in the 80s, weren't they? And then it was the 90s they came over here.
They got banned.
Jam ones did, because of burning people.
Can you not buy a Pop... Seriously.
They banned them in shell suits because people was like spontaneously combusting in front of a gas fire.
Shell suits. You can't buy Pop-Tarts
now. You can buy Pop-Tarts now.
You can get them again now, yeah. But they weren't doing like a thing because... Yeah.
I tell you what, chocolate bar from 90s that you remember. Taz bar.
Taz bar?
Taz. Remember little Taz?
Taz.
Are they like Freddo's?
Yeah, like Freddo's, before Freddo's were Taz bars. Yeah.
I don't remember them.
Or,
randomly, when you got Tazos in crisps. Do you remember Tazos?
What are you talking about?
Tazos in crisps. They were like, they've got to have been the best thing that you could ever get in a packet of crisps. But to this day, I have no idea what you were meant to do with them.
Did you check
the
date on them?
Are they things that had like notches in around the edge? And like you almost felt as though you needed to join them together, but they didn't really do anything.
They didn't join. And Walkers, I'm sure it was Walkers, they must have ran it for about 4 years. And they become collector's items. Yeah. Star Wars and all sorts they did.
But did you check the date on them?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Did they on a Saturday?
No,
on a Saturday.
Did any of you used to do football stickers?
Oh, yeah.
Panini, mate. Oh, you've got a shiny. You mean you used to get the shiny ones?
Yeah.
There were stickers, panini, weren't there?
Honestly.
You got swap.
I have a story about this. So, going back at 90s, my auntie was seeing a savoury character. And
savoury character?
He once came round to my grandma's.
It smelled like salt and vinegar.
With about three bags full of boxes of the FIFA cards. There must have been six or seven boxes. I mean, how many packets do you get in a box? I'm not joking yet. I had them under my bed because he said to me, "Can't tell your mum or dad." So I'd got like six or seven boxes of these FIFA cards. And obviously, me, who don't watch an ounce of football and never has in his life, they were wasted on me. But I'll put money on, I bet I could have completed them books three times over. and I never even realised the worth of them. You know how much
did
they're
you not
worth
try
now?
Selling them?
Oh, I know some of them are worth. Yeah, worth stupid.
And what have you done? Stuck some all to your bedroom wall?
the inside of the bed was plastered with these FIFA stickers. I didn't know who they were.
So you didn't try selling them or anything?
I was about 8 years old. It must have been 1990.
And you weren't thinking about making... I mean, I was selling chocolates and stuff when I was 8 years old in school.
I thought it was a 1990. I was like, you were in your 30s.
Selling chocolates to children.
I was eight.
Yeah, thanks.
What about Sabutio, though? Think it's over football.
What a game.
Did you have Sabutio?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
My dad had it from being a kid, so his set was like... It was quite a well-established Sabutio set, but you know, it's at a point where you were like, "Dad, let's play Sabutio," and you could see him sweating. Because it weren't just a, it, for him, that Sabugo was
the
his.
Stand built and they got everything. With the crowd and floodlights.
And you open box up and it, like, everything had been immaculately folded.
The
and
cloth
kept,
had been ironed.
Yeah. Even the net had been folded, you know. And wow. So you opened it up and you could see him sweating, like thinking, don't ruin me, Sabugo.
I would quite happily play a game of Sabugo right now. Mate.
Yes.
I were never very good at it, though.
I think I was all right.
Can you remember the rules? Was it something like you had three touches or something?
Yeah,
you
only had three, there were rules, yeah,
when you flicked it, you had to hit the ball first, but you only had three moves, and then it was your opponent's turn.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. Yeah. And if you hit a player first, it would be a free kick.
Yeah,
you know, and stuff like. But
when could you touch your goalkeeper? Just any time.
Well, what are you doing? Touching your goalkeeper?
Exactly. He had like a stick sticking out of his back, didn't it?
I just think it's when they were going to have a shot, weren't it? When they were going to have a shot on goal.
Yeah.
I love Sabutios. What other games?
Pogs.
Pogs, I remember Pogs.
Do you remember Pogs?
No.
Just a plastic disc.
A disc.
And you just have to chuck them and hit the other players and
turn the
other
one over,
and then you won it. Bit like playing marbles, but in a different way.
Yeah.
No idea what you're talking about.
Tamagotchis.
Yeah.
They were such a craze.
My wife at the time had one of them.
Really?
I know. That's a wife. I mean,
your wife in the 90s?
I know. She had one.
Are you all talking about drinking cider at park?
Are you laughing because I've got a wife in 90s? Yeah. Or are you laughing that she got a tag?
You've got a wife in her 90s.
No, I didn't go for old
no,
girls.
No, definitely not. But they've made a bit of a comeback, haven't the Tamagotchis?
I think they have.
Yeah. They've made a bit of a comeback, yeah.
They're a bit more sophisticated than they were, though.
Yeah, but you can get some still that are just exactly
like
the same.
Retro, right. Proper retro.
Yeah, retro ones, exactly the same.
Thing is, though, they'll cost more than they did back in 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's the same technology.
And they'll still die on you. You'll feed it and whatever.
They
made a comeback as well,
didn't they? Furbies.
Yeah.
Can you remember Furbies?
Yeah.
Furbies.
Yeah.
They like developed characters as they went on, didn't they?
That to us was AI.
Yeah.
That was our version of AI.
Yeah, we knew somebody who had one. We put it in a freezer.
Yeah.
What other toys were they? 90s?
Well, one thing I remember that wasn't a toy, but it was a game, and it was the back end of the 90s, Snake on your Nokia phone.
Oh, your Nokia. Oh, way up. 3310.
I was addicted to that. I was amazing at that. The thing about the 90s I remember more, because it was a time when we were at school, it was the TV programmes. The kids, you know, we come home from school, and you put the TV on, and you got Chuckle Vision.
Well, hold that thought. I've got a bit of a quiz for us.
Oh, I like a quiz.
A 90s quiz, or just a general one?
A 90s theme, like a TV theme tune.
Oh,
quiz.
Oh, okay.
I like this.
All right.
Are we just shouting out? Are we going round table, or why are we doing it?
So, well, we could just shout out. We could have some fun with it.
Okay.
So I'll play some. Some intro theme tunes.
Oh, okay. Something tells me Chuckle Vision's coming.
Well,
one gives it away when it starts. Chuckle Vision.
To me, to you.
Okay, so first one. We'll start off really easy.
Okay.
This is a story all about how my life.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, fresh like Prince of Bel-Air.
I'd just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the Prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Can you do the rap?
10 seconds of it.
Ready?
All of us.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. In the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, relaxing and shooting some meatball outside school. When a couple of guys who worked no good started making trouble in the neighborhood. They got in one little fight and my mom got scared. Says you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Right, I've got another one. Mark, you look lost then.
I just don't know theme.
Yes,
but I don't know the words because I were too busy
I
working.
You were going to say
I were
I've
too busy working
it.
That that mine.
Okay, next one.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
Thing is, with theme tunes, they always end up singing it at some point, don't they?
Is this?
I know it.
I don't know this at all.
Ooh.
So, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I see.
Didn't know
never
it.
Watched it.
I was thinking
never
of
watched
something
it.
Else.
See, for me, 90s, I think more at younger age when I was 90s.
Can you, right, I'm going to do the flip. So I'm going to sing you a little bit, and I'm not very good at singing, obviously, and you've got to guess what the program's called. I can't remember what it's called, the program, but I will do if you remember
Have you finished your quiz?
No, right. Of course I haven't.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry movies home in a jar.
I don't know.
Carry movies home in a jar.
Carry movies home.
And it was a young girl. Her dad, I think he was really like a wizard or something, but he weren't there, obviously. But I don't know if he died or. But he liked to talk to us with like a crystal ball. She had a talking cat.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
No.
It sounds like that.
It's not.
The theme tune weren't that.
It's not.
Mork and Mindy?
No. That's Mork calling Orson. Awesome.
I'm assuming you know the answer.
No. I would. This is what I was saying. I would, if somebody said it, I'd go, yes.
He knows the theme tune when he does.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it.
Google it.
Like to... Great theme tune. And I used to really enjoy watching it.
I know it, but I don't know. I can't. We'll say it and we'll go, oh, yeah. Come on, what is it then?
Here we go. Are you ready?
Are we ready?
Out of This World.
Oh, yeah. See, I do know it, yeah, but I wouldn't. I mean, and I'm not, nothing to do with your singing, mate. Your singing were amazing. I just don't recognise it.
It says here, Out of This World is an American fantasy sitcom about a teenage girl who is half alien. I didn't know she was half alien. Unique superhuman powers, and it first aired in 1987 and ended in 91. But I think it.
We're going to have to cut him off because he'll end up telling us the whole series.
Yeah.
The whole program and the whole synopsis.
Give us next one.
Carry on when you've got another one. Go on. This is not that. This is a Twin Peaks.
Yeah. I know the song.
Is it like Galaxy Ripple or something like that? Or Flake?
I'm sure this is Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's a theme tune.
Well done, Mark. Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Do you know what?
I thought it was an advert.
Okay, so, you want another one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in two.
We've done three, actually.
Ooh. I mean, you're not giving us any easy ones here, are you?
Twin Peaks were easy. Is this like, it sounds like an American cop show.
I don't know that one at all.
It's not British Empire, is it?
No. Any ideas?
Oh, can you give it? Can you give us a clue?
Is it early
90s?
Yeah, you won't know it. I don't think. You'll know the program, but I don't think you.
Is
I don't
it British
think anyone would have watched it.
I like how you played as a theme tune. None of us have watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be easy, Rob, is it?
Boy Meets World.
Oh, and I didn't know it.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, another one.
Yeah.
Say by the bell.
That was my all-time favourite, that.
Mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And Zach's the blonde one, isn't it?
That's right.
Who's the comedy one? Zeke.
Well, he's died.
He died, didn't he?
He has, yeah. Zeke. Screech.
That's it. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. I loved Saved by the Bell.
It's all right.
Yeah. Never watched it.
Saved by the Bell.
Absolutely.
Next one, Kurt.
Brilliant.
Next one?
Next.
Yeah. X-Files.
Just about to say X-Files.
TV nerd, you, Rob, aren't you?
Because actually, that tune actually made it into top 40.
Did it?
Yeah. People bought it as a song and played it. Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I can imagine there's got to be some rave versions of that.
Does it say it's by Mark Snow?
No, it doesn't say.
That was the remix, the Mark Snow.
It was?
Yeah.
Do you want another one?
Yeah,
one for the road. Bad, you know the song and you can't think of it.
I don't even think I know it.
Do you think we'll know this one?
Do you know what I thought? I thought Mark might know.
Me?
Yeah. I thought you might
know.
Because
I'm old.
One. Yeah.
No.
Seinfeld.
I would have been miles.
No,
off.
Well, I didn't watch it. No. I didn't. So,
well, I think you're rubbish.
I think the ones that I was thinking of were a little bit more like. Do you remember Maid Marian?
Yes.
And
her Merry Men.
Yes.
And the Merry Men. Yeah.
Class.
And that was funny. That
Tony. What's his name? He played the.
No, that's not who I'm thinking of.
Tony.
Tony.
Big Tony.
Big Tony.
He played the sheriff of Nottingham.
No, I don't know.
What was his name? Tony.
I'm talking about.
He played Baldrick.
Robinson. Tony Robinson.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember Nightmare?
Nightmare.
I really wanted to be on that program.
Did you?
As Nightmare. A kid.
Nightmare was the one.
Do you mean Knight Rider?
No, Nightmare. It was a program where they were like in a CGI world, but someone else was telling them where to go. They got
to wear a helmet.
No, I don't remember. How old were you guys?
Three steps forward.
About 10 or something.
Yeah, we would have been. This was early 90s.
See, I was nightclubbing. I weren't watching kids stuff.
Well, there were some items on the table on your left hand side.
Yeah,
that sort of stuff on it.
It was quite cutting edge for its time, in all fairness, when you think about it.
I say it wanted to be traumatising if they put it on today for some kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say it would be more traumatising. Yeah. Bodger and Badger.
Need a trigger warning.
Bodger and Badger.
I did as well. I thought it was great.
Mashed potato.
You remember that too much. The one that stands out for me, the back end of the 90s, is Friends. Because I really like Friends.
I think we all remember Friends.
It's carried on as well, hasn't it? Because for me, Friends is a bit of a comfort TV show. Mm. It almost like it takes you back to a time where you feel safe. And I imagine depends what you watch at the time. A little bit like Simpsons. You know, things that you watched when you were young and that you see that as a safe time or a comfort time. Yeah. And you watch it back and you go, I remember these times when you were just...
Yeah, but worries. But it's also timeless. I mean, my daughter, she's 14 years old, and she's watched it all back to back.
Well, he finds a new generation, doesn't he? And they start watching it going, oh, what's this?
And that's how you know when someone's written some really, really good, solid TV, because it's just timeless. It stretches across generation after generation.
Yep. Yeah, I never really watched... I've seen the odd episode of Friends, but the TV... I mean, I used to love things like Quantum Leap.
That word, brilliant.
The end of every episode, you just look in the mirror. Oh, man.
Do you know what? I've never watched it.
What?
Have you not? Yeah, no.
And they've re-brought it out.
Have they?
A new series.
I haven't watched it.
I can't say it's terrible. I watched the first episode.
Is it?
And obviously, it was obviously just starting out. I weren't prepared to give it much
It's not
anymore.
Age well, is it? Is that what you're saying?
Not really, yeah. I mean, they've tried to modernise it.
What's it on, Dave?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's on, actually, but... It's not horrendous. It might be something that you might like to watch that you just in background, but it's not special. It's not what it used to be.
Oh. I always have a cartoon in my head. It was one of my favourite cartoons. Now, I'll be honest here, it could have been like the late 80s here rather than early 90s, but it could have spanned. And every time I bring it up, not many people remember it. And I was beginning to think whether it was all in my head, but it's really not. It was a real thing. And that was a cartoon called Brave Star.
Yes.
You remember it?
Yes. I remember it.
No.
So can you tell me his powers? Can you remember his powers? So he was a sheriff, yeah?
Yeah.
He was a sheriff, and he had...
Didn't he turn into a lion?
Go on, you're on.
Did he turn into a lion or a bear or some... What was it now?
I can't remember.
It was one of each, wasn't it? It was the speed of something, the strength of something, and
exactly. Strength of the bear.
Yeah.
Speed of the puma.
Puma.
Eyes of a hawk.
Yeah.
I think ears of a wolf.
Yeah, I can't remember it that well. I do remember it.
I didn't watch it, but did he look like that? Had he got ears like a wolf? Because I've not seen it.
No. What's... So he was a sheriff. He was a sheriff, but like he'd have special. So he'd go if he needed to be strong. He'd, you know, strength of the bear, and he'd still be the same person, but he'd have the strength of a bear. I loved it.
I've never seen it. No idea.
But the amount of people that I talk to about it, sometimes they look at me as though I've got two heads.
Well, like I'm looking at you now.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the benefit of the tape.
What was your style like in the 90s?
Dreadful. You know, like... Yes. Why do you want your hair cutting?
I want curtains.
Curtains.
What? Curtains and undercut.
Undercut.
I had my hair frosted.
Frosted?
You remember when you used to have white tips on your hair?
Oh, when you put a cap on and they used to bleach it.
Yeah, you used to bleach white tips
on your hair.
I actually bleached all my hair.
It did.
And it went bright yellow.
You're like Eminem.
No, I look more like Bart Simpson.
I've got a photo.
Really? I need to see that.
I've got a photo.
Hey, Mark, did you have hair then?
Yeah, he's going to say I had hair like Ray
Parler. I was born with no hair, and I've never had hair. No, of course I had hair in the 90s, yeah.
And what style was it in?
Def Leppard.
Similar to Mark's and yours. Not like Kirk's.
What, now or then?
No, I ain't got any hair now. No, back in the 90s, I had it like this.
What, in the 90s you had it how they've got it now?
Yes.
Or in the 90s you had it in curtains like this?
No, I never had curtains. I had what it is now, because I'm quite...
Well, you were too cool.
I was quite modern.
I had proper bowl, basin cut.
Yeah.
Where they genuinely put a basin on your head and then cut round it.
Cut round it.
Who were doing that?
In the hairdressers.
Oh, the hairdressers were doing it?
Yeah, that's how they got the lines.
They literally put the ball...
I think you may have... And being better off going to a different entrance.
Then they just went round with
Shaver. Hang on, yeah, I know where he went. He went to Mad Jeff's.
And you used to pay for that?
Yeah.
You used to pay for that?
Yeah.
Well, like a training course or something?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Why wouldn't you? Why try and work out... you just put a bowl on your head.
Because it looks like you've had a bowl on your head.
And it was a solid indentation in your head. It like you got an helmet on.
But you must have looked like a right idiot.
Helmet head.
I owned shell suits. I did wear a shell suit.
No. Global Hyper T-shirts.
Global
Hyper T-shirts they were called.
Yeah,
they
were Hyper Technical.
And they got wet.
Hyper Technical, where they change colour. Put your hand on them and they change colour. Or when you're sweating under your arms and it just changed colour.
I didn't have them, I had Naf-Naf.
Oh, yeah, Naf-Naf. That was about the same time as Sweater Shop, weren't
you?
Yeah.
Naf-Naf. Yeah, Naf-Naf. And I went into a shop... I think it was, I want to say Urban Outfitters in Meadowhall a few weeks ago, and they've got Naf-Naf jumpers back in.
Really?
Back, yeah. Obviously, they cost an absolute fortune.
I bet they've not got Eclipse T-shirts with Smarties on. Can you remember Eclipse?
Well, talking about clothes, what were that shop? I think it was 90s. Wasn't it like something of colour? And they used to have quite controversial post...
Benetton.
Benetton
of colour.
Benetton of colour. I know that's where you used to buy these shirts. But they don't exist anymore in them shops, do they?
I don't think so.
Because they were really controversial with the posters, weren't they?
Yeah.
Used to do really controversial stuff. Back then, I mean, they won't be classed as controversial now, but back then...
But
anything,
like Kurt was just saying, if you find anything now that, like, sweatshop... was it sweatshop? Sweatershop.
I think you'll find them in India.
Factory with people getting slave driven.
I think you'll find that sheen.
But sweatershop jumpers now, they sell for double the price than what they sold for back then. You know, in all these, nostalgic.
Retro shops.
Retro. Yeah,
it's like classic football shirts, isn't it? They're collector's items.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So obviously, what was the 90s like for you then, Mark? Because obviously we're talking about it from... We were quite young still in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, all joking aside, you know, we can remember school or, you know, this or other. But for you, you was a little bit more grown up, were you? I mean, you've just said you had a wife in the 90s. So,
yeah. So, I mean, later on in the 90s, yeah. I mean, I were busy DJing. I mean, I were obviously busy working at the bank. I were married. Yeah, I mean, it just flew by, really.
How old were you, mate? Like, let's say 95, middle.
1995, I would have been 35.
Wow.
Would have been 35?
No.
No, 25.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I know I'm old, but not that old.
That was 30 years ago.
Yeah, 25. Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 25.
And did you, obviously, music was a big thing in the 90s, obviously, and it really changed throughout the 90s, didn't it? So
yeah.
If you was DJing through that time, did you feel that change and stuff like that?
Yeah, you do. I mean, DJing then were much easier, should we say, than it is now. And the music that I played then were completely different, because obviously all the music I play now weren't out when I'm playing music now. Does that make sense?
Not really.
The opposite.
Well, is it the opposite? Do I mean the opposite? Well, you think
quite good, that actually, Mark.
That's not quite good for Scammer.
Go on, try again, Mark. What were you trying to say?
Yeah, so music I was playing in the 90s, a lot of it, it was easier because I had a smaller pool of music to pick from.
Yeah.
So, of course, DJ now, you have a wider wider choice of music to pick from.
Yeah, but to caveat that, you've also got... it's all on computer, isn't it, in terms of a lot of it is searchable. You had to literally get an LP out, didn't you? You had to know where to find the one record that you wanted to play. Whereas now you just go, what's it called? Summit. Type in the name and it'll give you all this.
Hang on, you're making it sound like my job's easy now.
No, I don't. No, I'm not. Because, like, as you were saying, the amount of choices there are to play now.
Yeah.
But back then, you'd not got any work out what to play. It weren't like you could look at a previous history of what you've played and gone, I'll play that one. You were literally having to come up with it at the top of your head, know where to find it, get it out, you know.
It's completely different.
I must admit, when Mark first started DJing and stuff, he DJed on vinyl. And I remember watching him play a gig and stuff like that, and he'd go through his ready record boxes, and he'd just literally be just touching the fingertips of top of his office of his vinyl and just like literally pulling them up like a fraction of an inch or whatever to try and find the song. I could never do it. I could never. Do you know what I mean? I'd look at these cases of vinyl and be like, how do you even begin to know what where it is that you want to play it? And just watching him do it, just literally. And I suppose you'd have been the same, wouldn't you?
I would have been. I mean, I started DJing in 1988. That's when I first started, and I've DJed ever since.
I was six.
Yeah.
So what about gaming consoles then? I mean, what was your first computer?
Amstrad.
Amstrad.
Yeah.
I think my first one it was a 128K Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
Computer or games console?
Well, computer. Do computer first.
Computer. My first computer was a VIC-20, which was a lower down model from a Commodore 64.
Yeah, so that
was
I remember that.
Commodore 64 was my first computer.
And then after that, I got an Amiga.
I just want to put, I said Amiga. I remember that. I don't remember it, but my auntie had one.
Can you remember? You plug it in into the TV, you put the cassette in, you press play, and you'd wait 20 minutes for it to load.
Yeah.
And you'd have all these squeaking, screeching noises and dodgy and lines on your TV.
Lines,
And you'd be sat there like that, waiting for about 20 minutes, and then you'd be absolutely elated when it loaded.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it crashed.
You'll say, if it loaded.
Do you know what? I never played a game on a computer. The only thing I did on the Amstrad, which now, come to think of it, I wish I'd stuck with it, I was coding.
Wow.
Rachel.
Should have stuck with that.
Rachel taught me the basics of coding. I would have been 10. And I on my Amstrad, I wrote a program that I could say hello, and it would repeat hello, and it would say, what's your name? And I would type in Rob, and it would say, hello, Rob. And it would go through this script.
Yeah.
And I wrote it all by code. And I just, now, hindsight, you think, mate, 10-year-old
well,
to have started.
I used to buy
coding.
Magazines from a shelf and they used to have coded in, and you used to type in from thing, any slight thing that were wrong, it wouldn't do it right.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
And you'd get it to flash your name up in a colour or something, or bounce around the screen, things like that.
I mean, typically, at that age, I didn't have the patience. I started to learn piano in 1992. I would have started to learn piano, and I'm very much practical, but my dad was always like, you've got to sit down and do your arithmetic. That's lost Rob, Benny, that. That's lost Rob.
Can you remember when track and field came out?
Oh,
and you'd
goodness.
Wear your thumb out, you'd wear your sleeve out on your jumper because you're rubbing it across the two buttons
to make it
faster. Or you'd end up with a blister on your thumb.
Well, I'm talking about track and field. I used to play in arcade track and field before it went on games console. And you know the Kinder Egg? Plastic Kinder Egg things?
Yeah.
So in arcades, because I used to hang out with my mates, we used to use these Kinder Egg plastic things on your shell and rub them across buttons like that to run fast and to go backwards, you know, to make yourself run.
Instead of
pressing buttons like left, right, you just rattle this Kinder Egg type thing, plastic, the technique that we used.
But how mind-blowing was it when like the move to, like, for instance, the PlayStation? It was just mind-blowing, wasn't it?
Mind-blowing.
The graphics and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to think, what was that fighting? Virtual Fighter.
Virtual Fighter. Yep. And then
Sonic the Hedgehog, weren't it?
Mega Drive.
Mega Sorry.
But PlayStation, I think, Demolition Derby, I can remember that for PlayStation.
Destruction Derby.
Yeah, Destruction Derby, that's it. And it is baffling, I mean, because you look at it now, I mean, like VR and, you know, VR with how immersive it is, and then the flip side to you play a game, you know, playing Spider-Man 2 on the PS5, and it's just like watching a film. It's just incredible.
Is it good? I've only played number one.
Unbelievable, absolutely incredible. It is just like watching a film.
Wow.
You know, but when you compare it back to, like you were saying earlier, Mark, sat waiting 20 minutes for a game to load. Sometimes they had to build in a mini game into it to keep you interested while you're waiting for the game to load. You know.
I've got something that from the 90s that I'm sure we must all have been to, but now is not around anymore.
Can we guess what you're going to say?
Yeah, go on.
Are you going to say Blockbuster?
Nope.
Are you going to say Pizza Hut?
Nope.
I know they're still there, but they were a thing back then.
Nope. Somewhere that you may have been that doesn't exist anymore.
Somewhere we've been that don't exist anymore.
Ooh.
Oh, is it a shop?
Nope.
It's like 20 questions, isn't it?
Is inexperience?
Yep.
I've got
Laser Quest.
Nope.
I knew he was going to say it. Well, I thought that's what he was going to be, but they do exist.
Yeah.
You can still go. Somewhere where you were going in the 90s.
The type of thing exists, but this particular one doesn't exist anymore.
Just tell us.
American Adventure.
Oh, the missile.
Yeah, the missile.
I remember I passed out on
didn't
that.
Didn't you?
I never went.
I passed out on it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Did you? Yeah. It was a roller coaster.
Missile was brilliant.
It did a loop the loop, didn't
it? It was it wasn't even
hang
by
on.
Today's standards, you wouldn't even call it a roller coaster. It was very much 2D. It went reversed up a big incline and then came down, did two loops, got to the end, and then went back, but then went backwards.
Yeah.
Back through the same thing and stopped.
And they used to do like the stunt show, didn't they, where the cowboys. In the saloons and they'd be on the roofs and they'd shoot each other.
Yeah.
And they'd, like proper stuntmen, they'd fall off the roof into a basket of
And last I checked,
and
it still exists. You can go on and you know it's no, these
I,
creep...
I don't... What, American Adventure?
Yeah, it's not open.
No, it's
but
not
if
open.
You go on Google Maps...
Yes.
The ride's still intact.
Oh, everything's like derelict?
Derelict. Everything's still there.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm just saying, the last time I looked... I can honestly say the last time I looked was at least 10 years ago on Google Maps, maybe 8 years ago. But, yeah, it was still there.
I'd be hard to believe it's still there, but...
You said you got some questions for Mark.
So this roller coaster that you passed out on.
Yes.
So did you go on of your own free will? Do you be like, I'll go on that?
I was kidnapped, taken to Derby.
No, but what I mean is, were you like, no, I don't want to go on. Oh, come on, Dad, or whatever.
Or did you go?
Yeah, it's great. I can go on that, and then pass out. What were you?
I think I just overcome with. Yeah, I went on it. I went with a school friend, and
also. I mean, I've never been on this roller coaster. So, is it?
You've never gone on it. You never.
Is it disclosed. Was it a proper white knuttle thing or what?
Well, it would have been by my standards then in the 90s, very early 90s. But it's nothing compared to the roller coaster I've been on now, and they don't bother me anymore. I'm quite comfortable.
Oh, you've had.
I think it was just the initial probably adrenaline of like, this is just overwhelming and yeah.
Two questions, Mark. So, one, were you drunk?
No, I was very young still.
Until you've answered my question, because I'm going to say, have you been on any since? And you have.
I think the biggest thing that I remember in the 90s, though, that is a massive difference to now, is just how kids used to just knock around together.
Yeah.
And how you just used to, you know, go and call for someone, you know, knock on the door, are they coming out?
Are they coming out to play?
You know, sort of thing.
And you just go out.
You just go out. You wouldn't have to do anything. You wouldn't have to be. There's no plans or whatever.
There was no expectation either, was it?
You just go out.
You wouldn't answer the door to your mate and go, "What do you want? Why are you here?"
Just be outside in the rain. What are you doing?
Yeah,
just playing out.
Yeah. I remember those days. Yeah, it were good.
Boys, just to because I know you won't sleep if I don't tell you this.
Right.
But the crisp conundrum.
Oh yeah.
Oh right.
Do you know why? Yeah.
I know why.
Have you been on the blower to Walkers?
I've run Walkers.
Yeah.
And Mr. Walker said that it's because their production week starts on a Saturday.
Oh.
Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry, no. Sunday. I got it wrong.
It starts on a Sunday.
Starts on a Sunday, so it expires on a Saturday. And everything that's produced in that week gets the same best before date.
Oh, right. Okay, right. Right.
So it makes no sense whatsoever.
Not really.
Because surely their production, you said that, I mean, I'm asking you these questions if you know, but surely their production doesn't start on a Saturday and go, right, because do they then stop on a Sunday?
Well, they'll do a batch, won't they? They'll do a batch run that week, and batch is their batch.
It takes a week to make a batch.
I reckon it's the printer. I reckon the printer for the week is stuck on one day. And he just goes, that day, and then the next week they go, right, we need to change it to the following Saturday. And it's just that day for the whole week, and it's changing.
The Walker's statement says Walker's itself admit that it's true. It's best before day always falls on a Saturday because its production week starts on a Sunday. In a post on its website, the company explains, with everything made that week having the same best before day.
Time at the bar, please.
Well, it's certainly educational, this podcast, if nothing else, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, guys, I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all our listeners. I know it sounds a bit mushy, and I know that it's, yeah, very much so. But do you know what? We started this back
I thought
in...
you were going to Twilight Zone for a second then, Rob.
It feels like it when we're recording these. But do you know what, guys? We started this back in December. We decided we were going to do it just for something, a bit of a laugh and a bit of a, you know, getting together and doing something creative. And I must say that I think it shocked us all a little bit, hasn't it, about how... how well it's been received.
Absolutely, it's blown away by the numbers.
And I just want to say, as I know we all do, and you know, thank you very much for listening. It absolutely means the world to us that we can create this and that people are out there talking about it and the phone calls we get and the messages that we get. But please, please, please do us a favour. You know, if you are listening to it, if you are enjoying it, please hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. It really does help and it really does make a difference to us. You know, it really, you know, you want to support us, that's how you do it. Leave us a comment or a review if you can, but make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah. And on that beautiful note, it's been a pleasure.
It has. Really
has.
We'll catch you all next week.
See you next week.
Take care, guys.
See you, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com. That's two N's, not one N, because one N, it doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.